The data we used is taken from the government's annual data on sea fishery statistics. They document the landings around the UK. And this is taken from the 1880s, and it's a continuous data set. We took landings data of, first of all, the individual fish species, and we looked at all of the bottom living species, for example, cod, halibut, ling and haddock. And we took that data and plotted it for the whole of the UK from 1889 to 2007. And that gave us some very interesting results. However, landings data on their own cannot directly explain the state of fish stocks. So we also needed to have a look at what the UK fleet was doing. Because, of course, from the 1880s to 2007, their technology will have increased and improved markedly. And also, of course, the size of the fleet has expanded and contracted over time. So we took these landings data and factored out this change over time in order to give us an index of landings per unit of fishing power, which is the availability of fish to the UK fleet over time. We found from this index that there had been a dramatic decline in fish availability over time. It's a much greater level than has previously been thought, and it also occurred earlier. We found that from landings data alone, 100 years ago, the UK fleets were landing over four times as many fish as they do today. When you factor out this technological change, you actually find that the UK fishing fleet today has to work 17 times harder to catch the same amount of fish as they would have done with their sail-powered equivalents in the 1880s. Many people are aware that fish stocks have been in decline. However, this goes to show that fish stocks have been in decline for a much longer period of time and have declined to a much greater extent than was previously thought. For the past, we've had to rely on anecdotal evidence, and yet this is strong empirical data that can now be used. Importantly, this data doesn't just encompass one single species, it encompasses an entire mixed species fishery and an entire ecosystem, really, so a large part of our oceans. I think the lessons that can be learned from this is that we have to take past change into account. And sometimes it's very hard, particularly with the marine environment, to understand what has occurred. So you have to use these different sources of data and interpret them carefully in order to see what changes have occurred. At the moment, fisheries management is often relatively short term. They don't look very far into the future. They use data sets that go back from 20 to 40 years. But of course, we've been fishing for centuries, and the industrialisation of fisheries when steam power came into play has been occurring since the 1880s. So this data set is important because we can look at that entire period of time since the intensification of fishing when a lot of the major impacts will have occurred.